that we together, not only individually and not only as a family, but as with the saints together as a group, can come together and pray and have an effective part in God's work among us, in our families, and in the Lord's move. These verses here in Ephesians 6 are quite good. He says, "Receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit." Which Spirit is the Word of God? Hallelujah. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. Amen. By means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints.
Amen.
And this indicates several things. That all the saints need prayer.
Right.
Now, this is the Lord's word. Prayer and petition with perseverance.
Amen.
For all the saints.
Amen.
This is the Lord's injunction. This is the Lord's word. That for the spiritual warfare, the saints need prayer.
Amen.
And the saints need petitions.
Yes.
We cannot live an overcoming life, and we cannot go through the stages, as John shared, and the stages revealed in the book of Ephesians, without prayer and petition. You know, this is what Paul did in the book of Ephesians. If you notice the prayers in the book of Ephesians, he must be referring to the very prayers that he prayed. Paul prayed specific prayers for the saints in the book of Ephesians. He prayed for them that their eyes would be opened, right? That they could see, the eyes of their heart being enlightened, that they may know the knowledge. What does it say? It says that you, that hope of their calling. And then he goes on in chapter 1, describing what they needed to see. What was wrought in Christ when God raised him from the dead and set him at the right hand.
Amen.
Whether a saint has this vision depends upon if somebody is praying for them.
Amen.
And then also in chapter 3, he prays that the Lord would strengthen them with might by the Spirit into the inner man.
Amen.
That Christ would make his home in their hearts.
Amen.
And so, whether Christ makes his home and a saint's heart depends upon if somebody is praying for that saint.
Amen.
It's very simple. Saints need prayer. Right. And saints need petition. So praise the Lord, we are forming these days the groups just to accomplish this. And one part of our group meeting together is to have the time to pray. This should be the major part, I'd say a major part of our group meeting. And our relationship with our group members. In our group meeting, we made a list of every name of the members in our group. And we have the husband's and the wife's name and the name of all the children.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That is our prayer list.
Amen.
And so we take that with us through the day. And during the week, several come together. And they go through every name. They pray for the brother, they pray for the sister,
amen,
and they pray for the daughter, and they pray for the son.
Amen.
If you've got a son or a daughter in our group, you're blessed. And if all the brothers and sisters are faithful in our group,
yes,
that means you have 20 brothers and sisters that are praying for you and praying for your children every day.
Amen.
Wouldn't you like that?
Yes.
Just consider that. That 20 saints are praying for you every day to be strengthened with might by the Spirit into the inner man.
Amen.
That Christ would make his home in your heart.
Amen.
Well, you see, the strength and the effectiveness of having a group with this kind of vision is very, very powerful. Because the degree that the Lord works, we know, is based upon the degree of man's cooperation in prayer. If we pray a little bit for the Lord to make his home in our heart or in our children's heart, then the Lord will make his home a little bit. And if we pray more, then the Lord will do more. If we pray much more, then the Lord will do much more.
Amen.
The degree that the Lord works depends upon the degree of our cooperation.
Amen.
So let us all be inspired with our group prayer.
Amen.
Oh, that we can take the Word of God as the fuel. And pray
item by item, even step by step, for one another, and for our children, and then for our family, and for our relatives. And we can see the Lord do something marvelous.
Amen.
You know, we think we've all been impressed, even in this area, especially in the last months, because of certain turmoils, certain problems and storms that we've had here. Right? I think maybe we were not so much having a prayer life. But because of the storm, we realized we better pray. And the brothers and sisters began to pray and to come together and to pray and come together. And we saw something happen. Whereas before we weren't so active in our prayer. We weren't so specific in our petition. But because we were forced, we were compelled to come together and pray. We made the way for the Lord to come in.
Yes.
And we saw the answer to the prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah for Hall 2.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah for the church in Seattle.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah for the church in Vancouver.
Yes. Amen.
These are all answers to prayer.
Yes.
So we need to be encouraged. But not just wait for a storm to come. Oh, you know, I don't know if you've relaxed your prayer life since the storm has blown over or not. Have we gone on and prayed just as much? We told the saints this was a training ground. This is a training camp. This was a boot camp. Because just to win that kind of warfare is really not the real warfare that we should be engaged in. I mean, we're here for lost sinners to be saved.
Amen.
We're here for the church to be built.
Amen.
So we need to pray even more economical prayers.
Amen.
But that was really a training for us.
Amen.
And it even should be an inspiration for us to pray more.
Amen.
And to apply His Word. And to come together as a group.
Amen.
And to come together to pray in specific ways.
Right.
You know, to pray, well, Lord, just bless the church in Seattle. Hallelujah. You know, how do you think the Lord will do that? I mean, maybe the Lord would bless the church in Seattle. I don't know. But if I say, Lord, bless Dave Berglund. Oh, bless my brother, Lord. Bless him with your life. Open the eyes of his heart that he can see more of you. Oh, that he could gain more of you today. Oh, make your home in Dave Berglund. Oh, today, Lord, fill Dave Berglund. Which prayer do you think would probably be more effective? We need, this is why, see the word here, it says prayer and petition.
Right.
Prayer is kind of a general overall covering.
Right.
We do need covering prayers.
Right.
But petition is specific prayers where we pray specifically what we want the Lord to do. Like John was saying, when those, we were praying, I mean, this was the prayer of the Spirit. The Spirit prays in a specific way.
Amen.
And we were praying for those leaders in Russia. And first there was Brezhnev. We prayed for... Well, anyway, John told you what happened to Brezhnev. But after Brezhnev, there was Andropov. And as we read the reports about Andropov, we inwardly felt, he's not the one. Oh, Lord, Lord, remove Andropov. When we prayed specifically, well, you know what happened to Andropov. And then after Andropov was Chernenko. Chernenko. And we also realized he wasn't the right one. The Lord prayed specifically.
Yeah.
We need to be specific
right.
with the Lord so that he can answer specifically.
Yeah.
So same way with one another and with our family, with our children, and with the members of our household and relatives. We need to pray specifically.
Amen.
And the best way to do it is to have a group of brothers and sisters. It's just hard when we have a big congregation like this to pray for all the specific needs that we all have. Man, we have a lot of needs here. We have a lot of family members represented here. And we just don't have the time to cover everybody. But when you have a little group that comes together. Oh, I just love to come together with Terry. Right? We have that list. And we just go right down the list. Oh, Lord Jesus. Doug and Kathy Anderson. Oh, Lord Jesus. And we just start right down and we pray specifically, naming their names and their children's names.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we need to pray petitions. Specific petitions for all the saints.
Amen.
And pray according to the Word, using the Word as the fuel, and using the Word as the, like he said, the application of the Word to everyone's case, to take each other step by step. We were impressed with that verse. It says, well, we all realize that God's salvation is a household salvation.
Amen.
But salvation does not mean just being regenerated. What does salvation mean? Salvation includes regeneration. Salvation includes justification. Salvation includes sanctification. Salvation includes transformation. Salvation includes building up. And salvation includes the New Jerusalem. So we need to pray one another and pray our family members all the way to the New Jerusalem. It's not just enough to get saved. We need to pray them step by step. If they are not living a righteous life, we need to pray that they would be justified inwardly and outwardly. If they are not living a sanctified life, we need to pray that they would be sanctified inwardly and outwardly, step by step.
Amen.
So, praise the Lord for prayer and petition in the group meetings.
Amen.
Well, we want to spend some time tonight to pray.
Amen.
And we'll pray specifically tonight, especially in the light of the coming weekend. And we've listed, like you all have received last week, the different areas of the conference related to the service and the areas that we need to pray specifically for. It's not just enough to say, Lord, bless the conference. Hallelujah. There's a lot of aspects to this conference. The first aspect is Brother Lee. So we're going to divide our time up, maybe to spend maybe 5 minutes or 7 minutes on three sections tonight. I'm going to say something about the first three. Maybe Dave could say something about hospitality. And then we'll stop and have a few minutes to pray.
Amen.
We hope we could all exercise. Maybe it's best to stand up and pray.
Amen.
For this specific area. We want to pray for Brother Lee, hospitality, ushering, the Lord's table, cleaning and parking. And we'll take a few minutes to pray for those areas. And then we'll have someone share a little bit about the children, finance, and transportation. Maybe Pat Stockman could say something. And then also, we'll pray a few minutes for that. Then also, after that, we will pray for the meetings, prayer, prophesying, and attendance, after John says something about that. But we just want to pray for each of these areas specifically, because this is a real opportunity. You know, Brother Lee, this is probably, we don't know, after this conference, how many more conferences he'll have outside of Anaheim or the Anaheim area. But for sure, or probably for sure, the number of times that he would come here to Seattle, since this is the second time in 2 years, this may be the last time. It's down there. It's down on the list as far as him coming here. So this is a real privilege. This is a real opportunity.
Amen.
To receive the speaking,
yes,
and the fresh speaking of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, Paul said to the Galatians that you receive the Spirit by the hearing of faith.
Yes.
So our coming to these meetings, our listening to these messages, our being in this atmosphere of all the prophesying of the brothers and sisters,
amen,
will be a rich dispensing and opportunity for the Spirit to be imparted into us.
Amen.
Just being in the meeting. We will receive the Spirit.
Amen.
Just by hearing the messages.
Amen.
The Spirit will flow into us.
Amen.
And He will also flow into all those that we bring to the meeting.
Amen.
This is why we need to exercise as much as we can to bring all the brothers and sisters, even the ones that maybe we're not planning, we might think that they wouldn't come to the conference meetings. It would be good to extend an invitation. And to go out of our way to be sure that everyone is aware of the conference meetings. And even to invite them and even bring them to the conference meeting. And even those that are on the periphery of the church life. Or even those who have left the church life. Just to bring them into the atmosphere of the hearing of faith.
Amen.
So the Spirit can be dispensed into them.
Amen.
Well, anyway, let's take a few minutes to pray for Brother Lee. Can you imagine Paul was asking them to pray for him? Paul, so that he could have the utterance, asked the saints to pray for him.
Amen.
So his utterance depended upon the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
And we need to ask the Lord to preserve the health of our brother.
Amen.
He will be strong for the whole time.
Amen.
For the whole 6 meetings and all the fellowship that's going to take place before and after. So we need to pray for his health, physically and his spirit. Spiritually, that he'll be strong and have the fresh speaking of the Lord for us. And then also to pray for the hospitality. We have, Dave, how many coming for hospitality? It'll be close to 700?
Well, the total attendance so far is about 707. The ones that have signed up for hospitality, about 250. That's what we'll be taking hospitality and have registered through the service office. The ones that taken hospitality on their own is something beyond our realization at this point because we don't have a record. But between what we have registered as taking hospitality and the total, you can see there's quite a few that will be coming here, and there'll be a good percent of that will be taking hospitality with the saints.
So pray for the hospitality, that all the homes will be filled with the fellowship, with the enjoyment of Christ. Even all the saints coming and traveling will come in spirit, redeeming their travel time by exercising their spirit. And then the ushering, the Lord's table, there's still a need for brothers and sisters to sign up to fill the slots that are given to us in this area. Where's Dwight? Can you say something about that?
We need to have 20. Sign up for Friday night. Whosoever will is in this room can sign up because it's all Tacoma, Bellevue, and Seattle needs to fulfill the 28 and spots that we need for Friday night. So please sign up, all of you who want to serve. If you sign up with a shirt and tie and pants and shoes on, you'll get a chance to serve. So come, and we need you. And then Seattle Saints, of course. Saturday morning, we need you here at 8:30, and also Monday morning to usher and to clear the table. Bellevue will take care of that.
This is an important service because Christ can be ministered in the ushering. And the cleaning and the parking. I'll tell you a report. Last conference we had here, a brother who had left the church, been offended and been away for a number of years. And he got the invitation to come to the conference. And he got off the freeway. And we had some brothers there directing, even clear back at the freeway off-ramp. Remember that? Someone was clear back there, telling them where to park. And he testified later that when he saw the brother, he knew it was a church brother. He didn't know who he was, but he knew it was a church saint. I don't know if they had robes on. Anyway, they were directing them to the parking. And he says his spirit leaped within him.
Yeah.
And that was a part of his testimony of being restored back to the church life.
Yeah.
By the service of the parking brothers. Directing traffic. Hallelujah. So
say something. I was one of the brothers out on the freeway. And the cars would come down. And your spirit would just leap to the car.
Yeah.
It's really amazing. You know, you could just tell the cars, the ones that the saints were in.
Yeah.
You know, the car would come by here, you know, and you go like this and point that way. there was just a witness inside.
Amen. There are no parking attendants like this in the whole city of Seattle.
Amen.
That are filled with the triune God.
Amen.
That can direct people into the triune God.
Amen.
Well, let's pray for these three areas.
Amen.
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 Power.
Amen.
the Lamont.
Amen.
Thank you. You are pouring into our hearts.
Amen.
Guard his up.
Amen.
Serve his up.
Amen.
Tell him to the uttermost.
Amen.
Oh, overflow.
Amen.
Oh, overflow your rich flesh up against me.
Amen.
All you are speaking, God.
Amen.
Goes through our brother.
Amen.
Your word.
Amen.
Amen. So you cover our brother.
Amen.
Lord, we pray you'd open the heavens to him. Yeah.
pray for the sweet flow of life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yours is a serving life.
Amen.
Lord, we love to serve you in the same.
Amen.
We love to serve you, Lord.
Amen.
Parking.
Amen.
Lord, ushering.
Amen.
Lord, table meeting.
Amen.
Lord, in the shelter serving.
We need to give to take care of all so many expenses.
This year, actually, we have more serving saints coming. We'll also be running 5 buses this year to take care of all the transportation for all the Taiwan saints and all of the kids, so that we can have a smoother operation of the conference and the children's work. So besides, there's all the food, hosting so many brothers from out of town and having a lot of fellowship, making possible a lot of fellowship and a lot of blending together. So anyway, whatever we can do to take care of this need, it is a definite need within the next couple of weeks.
And then Brother Joseph.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We have this such a privilege that we can host this conference. As far as the transportation, our arrangement has already been planned. There's at least 4 or 5 buses that will be transporting the saints' children from Bellevue Hall to Hall 2 for the children's service, and also busing the saints from Taiwan. There's going to be about 86 saints that will be transported by bus daily to and from. So hourly, everything is planned. It seems to be okay. But we do need much and thorough prayer.
Amen.
I am very impressed that this is what I am lacking in my church life. This is what we are lacking in our group meeting, in our entire church life. As far as we pray, that's how far the Lord would do.
Yes.
If we cover every point with thorough prayer, then the Lord could really bless every single aspect of the services. The practical service is very much needed. But also, a lot of times when we carry these things out, we neglect linking up with the Lord.
Right.
So in everything we do, even in driving, today, this afternoon, we were delayed. I planned 45 minutes ahead, I want to be here. But we were delayed. So on the way, we were just praying, and then I said, Lord, provide me with a space to park. Just a little bit turning to the Lord, and the Lord, right there, spot right there. So it's so practical that it's easy for us to rely in our natural ability. Oh, the bus will always run. My car will always start. No, we do not want to trust our thing.
Yeah.
We must trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
We must pray for each item.
God.
Lord Jesus.
faith, Lord. Rely on you, Lord. Cover each faith, Lord. Lord, provide safe and timely transportation, Lord. Bring Brother Lee here safely, Lord. Bring the saints from other localities here safely, Lord. And bring all of us here, Lord. Lord, cover in each aspect, Lord.
One last area we'd like to pray for is related to the meetings themselves. You know, the speaking spirit is very sensitive to the atmosphere.
Amen.
So when we come, exercise in our spirit, this will increase the revelation that will be given.
Right. Amen.
Conversely, if we come and we are preoccupied, if we are cold, if we are dead, if we are lazy, we are loose. Then the spirit just gets frustrated.
Right.
And even the spirit may want to say something, but the spirit won't say something.
Yeah.
So we have several points. One, the meeting needs to start before we get here.
Right.
Actually, the meeting needs to start before you get in your car.
Right.
It needs to start with your hospitality in your home.
Amen.
Begin calling on the Lord.
Amen.
Exercising your spirit.
Amen.
Maintaining a clear conscience.
Amen.
Staying in the fellowship of life.
Amen.
And then, when we are coming to the hall, this is a good time to exercise to pray for the meeting.
Amen.
And get here early.
Amen.
Not just on time, but early. Give you a little testimony. We were down building a meeting hall in Anaheim in 1976. There were about 100 brothers from out of town. And we didn't get to go to that many meetings. So the Friday night meeting was kind of payday for us. We got to come and hear Brother Lee. So the meeting started at 7:30, and we used to be there outside the hall at 5:45 to try and get one of the 6 front row seats. At any rate, I got it 9 out of 10 times. You need to be desperate. And we started the meeting at 6 o'clock. So by the time the brothers came down, the meeting was well underway.
Amen.
And those meetings were high. That was when Brother Lee was covering a matter of Abraham in general. At any rate, it's very good to come early. And when we come, don't just come in and sit and talk. You need to come in and sit. You need to come in and stand and exercise.
Amen.
Pray. And to release the spirit.
Amen.
And then when the meeting, and sing. Then when the meeting is over, we need to be very exercised to prophesy. And to prophesy according to the content of the meeting.
Right.
Not just your favorite sea story or to ramble on. It would be good because there are so many.
Right.
That we would exercise to keep our testimonies very short.
Right.
Probably no more than 30 seconds
right.
with so many. To speak clearly and with a strong release of the Spirit.
Amen.
And on target with what has been shared.
Right.
So during the meeting, we need to be exercised to be preparing.
Amen.
You know, my tendency is when there are so many is to relax. Well, Brother Lee's here. The meeting will just take care of itself. I mean, after all, praise the Lord, we have number one speaker for the Lord on the earth today. But the release of the word is a matter of the body.
Right. Yeah.
We need to do our part. And our part is to exercise and function.
Yeah.
And also, to pick up a little on what Joel said, you know, this is an ideal time to invite many who have been with us but who have slipped away.
Right.
You know, we've been through probably at least 2 or 3 major hurricanes in the last 6 or 7 years. They picked a lot of people up and told, you know, throw them to different places. And we need to, this is an excellent time. You know, as you consider this, you will have some speaking within you. Someone that the Lord would touch you to give a call.
Amen.
This would be very good. Just encourage them. Even don't worry whether you think they'll respond positively, they'll respond negatively. Just invite them to come and enjoy the ministry of the Lord.
Amen.
This could be a time for the Lord to recover a number. So we need to be very exercised. So get here early. Get here exercised. And during the meeting, just exercise your spirit to pull out the word.
Amen.
And then when the meeting is finished, be ready to stand up and testify in a clear and a very short way.
Amen. 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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.